written in chalk, the echo of Arthur Stace, explores the legend of the man who became Mr. Eternity and how that word ended up emblazoned across the Sydney Harbour Bridge at the turn of the millennium. This award-winning documentary is now available to watch in the free Vision app. Just tap the Watch tab and scroll to the Written in Chalk channel. If you don't have the Vision app on your phone or tablet, download it when you search Vision Christian Media in your app store. Or click the link at vision.org.au/app. Vision Watch. Vision Watch. Another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.
Life, culture, and current events from a biblical perspective. 2020 on Vision.
It's one of the most profoundly hypocritical terms you'll hear in the debate over abortion. The words pro-choice. Those words pro-choice are used to pretend that women actually have choice around their body and their baby. The obvious weakness is that the majority of women who seek help around their unexpected pregnancy are not offered constructive counselling about the decision they make. Why would you offer choice if aborting babies is your business? On the pro-life side of the debate, women are offered a pro-life choice. Our next guest is from Priceless Life, who run the Priceless House in Brisbane. They offer real choice for women. Rebecca Jungic works with Priceless House and is joining us. Hello, Rebecca. Welcome along to 2020.
Hi, Neil. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on today.
Rebecca, this idea of real choice, women not really offered real choices if they don't turn up at some place like Priceless House.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think the thing with Priceless House is that when ladies, who are experiencing an unexpected pregnancy come to us, they are given, as you say, real choice. We offer so many different services to the ladies. Definitely coming to Priceless House, I think it's quite a different experience from, what is out there in society and in, the mainstream narrative. So, yeah, I think Priceless House really does offer, women real choice. So, yeah, thank you.
Rebecca, is there a sort of a typical type of scenario when a woman comes to Priceless House, the unexpected pregnancy, as we say, is there a typical scenario you can describe?
Yeah, I mean, look, the ladies who come to us do come from all, walks of life and different backgrounds and also experiences with their unexpected pregnancies. So there's not one specific typical type of lady. They might come from situations where there might be a history or current situation of domestic violence. They might be experiencing homelessness. They may have had changes in their financial situation and are unsure what to do with an unexpected pregnancy. There might be some relationship issues, or even they might be feeling as if they had, they felt as if they had completed their family, and, the realisation that they were pregnant was something that they weren't expecting. And so we do have women from all walks of life who come to us at Priceless House. So, yeah, they're kind of all across the community and different socioeconomic backgrounds and that sort of thing. But we do have quite a number of ladies who do come from, a domestic violence situation. That would be something that does seem to stick out quite often. But certainly women come from all different backgrounds.
It is a very confusing and vulnerable time for a woman. But when they turn up at Priceless House and they're offered extra choices than they would get anywhere else, what sort of things are the extra choices that you get when you get some level of counsel from someone at your organisation?
The ladies who come to see us, they are given a wide variety of services to really support them on their pregnancy journey. The other thing with Priceless House is that the women are free really to make their their choice. However, what our counsellors do is if the lady comes to us and they're experiencing domestic violence, for example, and that may be the reason why they are unsure about continuing their pregnancy, Priceless House can actually link them in with housing services to get them out of that domestic violence situation. So we have some safe houses, one in particular that we can refer them to, and we can link them in with that. So that's one option for them. There may also be financial or housing difficulties, and we can help them, with housing. Or they may feel also as if they have no support within the community. So it might be that they come from a family where there's a real lack of support, or they don't have a strong family structure or a lot of community support. And so we have mentors at Priceless House. So our mentors become what we call a friend with a purpose. And so they will go to antenatal appointments with them. They'll also go out for coffee with them and really become that bridge between them and the community. Because often our ladies feel quite isolated. The other things that we offer is occasionally we might have people who are unable to, for whatever reason, unable to pay for the delivery service. So that might be for international students or people who are travelling. And so we have donors who actually pay for those ladies to have the baby in the hospital. So all of their medical expenses will be covered when they come to Priceless House, which is just amazing. So whatever, there are so many reasons why a woman may choose to no longer continue her pregnancy. But what Priceless does is we help to show them that there is another option. There are people in the community there to support them, to provide financial assistance, to provide them with adequate and safe housing, to provide them with support, love and care, and also all the counselling that goes along with that. And we also provide parenting classes as well. So, yeah, it's just a whole suite of services that we provide to really support ladies in the community.
A wonderful whole suite of services that are choices that are available when you pursue some level of help and support from Priceless House. I even read that you even offer a free pregnancy test. So right from the very beginning, you could be introduced to some of these extra choices because you go along and connect with people at Priceless House.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We offer the free pregnancy tests, and we also have teamed up with a private ultrasound business that we can offer sponsored ultrasounds for our ladies as well. So they can go along with their mentor that Priceless House will team them up with, and they can go along and have an ultrasound, which is, it's non-diagnostic. They'll then be recommended to go along to their doctor and have a medical ultrasound. But for that initial stage to see their unborn baby, to hear the heartbeat, we can also provide that service for them in a really compassionate and encouraging environment as well. So, yeah, there are just so many services. And we also offer mainly music for our mums too. So they can have a parenting course. And, there's just, it's an amazing, I think it's an amazing service that we offer women. And I will also mention too that for those women in the community who have had a termination, so who have had an abortion in the past, Priceless House doesn't, we don't judge those women, and we actually offer post-abortive counselling as well. And that's done in a very compassionate, non-judgmental and caring way. So, it's a very loving and caring place for women, regardless of the stage of their pregnancy or whatever decisions they've made in the past. So,
and Rebecca, yeah. I'm sure there are listeners to our conversation today who are hearing something completely different to the popular image that is propagated by the pro-abortion lobby, that somehow or other people who are pro-life are sort of ogres standing outside the clinic waving placards and trying to be nasty in some way. What people are hearing when they hear you speak is that you're offering a safe place for women so that they can make the right choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think too, one thing that we hear, and I know that our counsellors hear as well, is that when people come, like when ladies come to us, they often say, like, I wish I knew about you before. You know, I wish I knew about you to refer to a friend, or I had previously had an abortion and I wish I had known that your organisation existed, because had I known that that support was out there, I would have made a different choice. And so, yeah, just, you know, getting the word out there and people being aware that our service exists is really vital. And we are the only service within the Greater Brisbane area. But I mean, I know that there's a service in Toowoomba and one up in Gympie, but for Brisbane itself, it is just priceless. So, yeah, offering those extra choices, many, many choices for ladies, is really valuable, and especially in today's climate. So,
you have fabulous Christian foundations. You don't get government funding for what you do. In one sense here, a government that supports abortion isn't likely to offer the support for the service that you're offering. So you rely on the generosity of the community to run your service.
Yes, yeah, that's correct. So we have, you know, some very generous donors who really support us in so many ways. And we have, you know, people from the community who donate on a regular basis. But definitely, as you mentioned, we don't receive government funding. And there's a lot of freedom in that. It definitely allows us to provide the types of services that we do provide. But yeah, we certainly do rely on the generosity of the community to support the ongoing work of Priceless House. And we've been running for 26 years, I think it is now. So it is, yeah, by the generosity of people that's been possible. So and also volunteers. We are primarily and overwhelmingly run by volunteers who dedicate so many beautiful hours. So if anyone's keen, we're always looking for volunteers as well. So
no doubt there will be those who would love to get involved. And just to mention that there would be services like yours in the larger centres and cities around Australia. And for people who want to dig a little bit deeper, you'll find a pro-life pregnancy support service like Priceless House. As you say, you're keen for some more community volunteers who can be involved, and a wonderful Christian foundation in all that you do. And I know that you and your team are sometimes called on to speak at church events. And yep. I wonder, is that happening enough? Do you get enough invitations?
Yeah, to be honest, we don't. I'm always keen. I absolutely love to get out into the community and really share about the work that we do. So that's one thing that we're definitely after. And we also are more than happy to speak at community groups and businesses and things like that. But definitely really getting into the churches and helping the community understand that we are here and that we're offering a great service and that we're here to really support women. Definitely keen for more involvement from churches and also the community.
Well, so many ways that different listeners might like to connect today. Perhaps you need the services of Priceless Life, who run the Priceless House in Brisbane. Perhaps you are a volunteer who wants to roll your sleeves up and get involved in something that is so worthwhile, and to be in an environment where you can help mothers who are expecting. There's also this other dimension. It is funded by the grassroots in the community. You might like to connect with Priceless Life, who run Priceless House, by way of supporting financially. Let me give you the website, pricelesslife.org. That's pricelesslife.org. Rebecca Janjic works with Priceless House. Rebecca, thanks so much for sharing your thoughts and your heart with us today on 2020.
That's my absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, Neil. Thank you.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.